Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. All the way from the good old US of A is Aussie girl, Shay Fisher. How are you, Shay?
Good, how are you?
Not too bad. I tell you what, for someone that spent so long in the States, as you obviously have, your Australian accent's still there, a little bit.
I try. I really don't want to lose my accent. I know sometimes people are confused. They're like, are you Australian or where are you from? They can't quite tell, but heck, I'm an Aussie girl through and through. I mean, my dad, I swear he's like Steve Irwin, so he keeps everybody entertained here in the States. So we definitely try to keep the Aussies proud over here in the US.
Well, you're doing very well so far.
Yeah, I think the reason too is because when we sing, you know, you automatically sing with that little bit of an accent. So I think you're training your voice to speak with an accent, and then when you're around it all the time. For me, I'm lucky because my parents are here in the US a lot, so I'm around other Aussies, which definitely for me helps because my parents, you know, they're never not going to sound Aussie. They're, you know, in their 50s, so they definitely ingrained into them. But I definitely, I think having an Aussie accent helps over here for sure, unless you're going through a drive-thru trying to order something and they have no idea what you're saying. So then you have to put on a fake American accent so you can order something in the drive-thru.
That's hilarious. That is hilarious. But you got a new song out now following your single that you released last year. And before that, it was obviously quite a bit of a break. I know you're very busy. You have a lot of things going professionally, not just music, but of course you've got a family as well. Does sometimes it feel like you get so busy that music takes a back seat?
Well, you know, I planned to have this single out sooner. I really did. But when with COVID, I planned to have both singles out sooner. So Imagine, which came out last year, I had actually planned that to be out in March instead of June and July, but when COVID hit, everything just kind of shut down, so it kind of pushed everything back a little bit. But I actually had already shot the music video to this single when I shot the music video to Imagine. I did both music videos with Duncan Toombs when I was back home in Australia, and I love this new video that you guys will see next week because it was actually shot on the beaches that I grew up on the Sunshine Coast. And using an Aussie producer, that's even cooler. But I wrote this song. Cool story about this song, though, is I actually wrote it with fellow, I don't know, you may not be familiar with him, but his name's Phil Barton. He's a fellow Aussie that lives in Nashville, and he's written a bunch of number one songs. So I wrote this song with fellow Aussie Phil Barton and then a lady named Emily Shackleton. But, I mean, I wrote this song a long time ago. It's just been sitting here, and like you said, between family and just everything going on in life, music there for a little while. I don't want to say it purposely got put on the back burner, but when you're a woman and you're having family and just life kind of sometimes gets away from you, and I just felt like I was missing something by not pursuing my music and what my passions were and my goals. So I made a decision last year that I was going to get back into the music industry and continue to tour and focus on that side of me as well. So I don't just have these two songs. I'm going to have plenty more songs coming out, and hopefully the world gets back, back to normal again, so I can come home to Australia and do some tours, which was the original plan.
Like, you do have a lot going on. I know you have your own fashion label. You do the rodeo stuff. You obviously do music. You're a mum as well. I mean, you're on the go all the time. If it was up to me, if human evolution was my responsibility, we'd all be still in caves saying, this cave is nice. I'm going to stay here.
It felt like COVID kind of made us a little bit like that. Everybody sort of had to be in a cage, and it was like, oh my gosh, what do? We have nothing to do. We can't go to town. We can't do shows. It was so strange, but I do think there was some good that came out of it. You know, people taking it slow, and even with this single, you know, especially with my type of pace and how I live, you know, I remember when I was writing this single, Don't Rush, myself and Phil Barton were both in the same situation with relationships, but the world is such a hectic place, and we just try and hurry through everything. We don't really embrace those small moments and really take in each step of life. And I know when I wrote this song, I had just started dating Tyson, my now husband. And I, you know, we really did take it slow in our relationship, but we really enjoyed each stage. And I just think that whether it's a relationship or it's life in general, I really like the message that this song has, especially right now in today's time. You probably know it's the first slow song I've ever put out to radio. All of my stuff has been upbeat, you know, country rock. So it's nice for me to show that side, that I do have that more vulnerable side, which is fun. You know, people haven't seen that side of me, so I like that it's something different and more mature.
So you wrote this song when you first met your husband, which must have been quite a while ago, because I know you've just announced that you're now pregnant with your third child. Huge congratulations.
Oh my gosh, we are going to be even busier. What were we thinking? No, I'm kidding. Super blessing and timing, honestly. To be honest, I kind of wanted to wait another year or two, but all in God's timing. And this year we can't tour. I mean, there's nothing between now and when the baby's born anyway with shows. We can't travel home yet or do anything like that. So really, the timing probably couldn't have been more perfect. I definitely am not somebody, just because I'm having a baby, I'm going to slow down and not do music and things like that. That's why I was really wanted to still release my singles and still stay active and doing everything that I'm doing, because before I know it, the baby will be here and, you know, we'll be back on the road touring, coming home, and yeah, we're going to be busy, very busy.
Awesome. Well, Shay Fisher, thank you very much. The song is called Don't Rush. It is out now, and good luck with the pregnancy. It's a fun experience from my experience with my wife. And, well, when I say fun, I mean horrible, but that was her experience.
You guys have the good end of the deal.
Exactly.
I don't mind being pregnant.
A couple of minutes work, we're done.
it's tough being a guy, but, well, I really appreciate you playing the new song and everybody back home listening to it and supporting us. But, yeah, I just love social media because we can all keep in touch and still feel like, you know, we're right there with each other.
Breakfast with Crossy every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.